At the Sitka School Board meeting on November 5th, retired business manager Leslie Young said that while she oversaw school funds during a transition to centralized accounting in 2023, she noticed some concerning changes on the district's Alaska Airlines travel account.
Before the account was transferred to the business office in 2023, two employees had exclusive control. Records suggest that miles and companion fares earned through district-related travel may have been used for personal vacations, including trips to Hawaii, Colorado, and multiple visits to Fairbanks, with no documented district purpose.
Young says she reported the trips to her supervisor at the time. Ever since she retired in 2024, she's continued to seek more information, filing a report with the Sitka Police Department and the Professional Teaching Commission to look into the matter.
The records available to me at the time span only a three-year period to determine the full extent of the misuse. I believe formal records requests to Alaska Airlines is necessary. I firmly believe the evidence warrants a full independent criminal investigation, not merely an internal review by the superintendent.
Young submitted a written complaint to the school board in August and received a response from Superintendent Deidre Jensen. In Jensen's letter to Young, she wrote that both she and the former interim superintendent had investigated the matter and said that information involving personnel would remain confidential. Jensen wrote that while there were past issues of limited account access, now multiple staff members share oversight of the Alaska Airlines mileage account, and the district monitors it continuously. But Young wasn't satisfied by the response.
That response is unacceptable. Public funds or resources that are never intended for personal use, misappropriating them is not a personal matter. It carries potential criminal consequences.
In an interview with KCAW after the meeting, Superintendent Jensen said the allegations had been investigated both internally and externally by multiple parties.
There has been investigation that has been done regarding this issue. Cannot comment on personnel matters. What I can assure the public is that there has been no misuse of public funds.
KCAW also reached out to the Sitka Police Department to learn more about its investigation. Spokesperson Serena Wild said that a police officer opened a case after Young filed a report at the end of October. The officer consulted with the assistant district attorney regarding the case, and the ADA determined that further criminal investigation was not warranted, and the case was closed as unfounded, pending further information. Young says the district should have brought the issue to police from the beginning, not her as a private citizen. In an interview with KCAW, she says she didn't bring the matter to the board's attention lightly.
I'm really saddened by this. You know, the district is such a wonderful opportunity for students. There's so many great things that happen, and there's so many wonderful teachers and staff that are amazing. And I just am really saddened that it impacts the good work that happens there. And I just want accountability. That's important.
Young says she, quote, wants to be able to sleep at night knowing she did everything she could to make people accountable and follow the rules. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.